be very sick. I knew a converted Jew some years ago who believed he was born on the Jewish New Year, which would be in the fall. However, we can be glad for the fact that Jesus was born as the Savior of the world. Both the Old Testament Jews and the Samaritans of Christ's day believed in the Messiah, which is called Christ. Christ means sent one. In Deuteronomy 18:18, God made this promise to Moses, and I quote, "I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I command him." Later, Daniel spoke of Messiah the Prince, who would come. He saw Messiah would be cut off, yet he would reign, Daniel 9:25 and 26. We know in resurrection, Christ will reign. He said in John 12:24, "Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." Christ knew he had to die, be buried, and rise again. He was born to die, yes, to die for sinners. The Old Testament prophet Isaiah had foretold that God would become man and be born of a virgin. He said he would be Emmanuel, God with us, Isaiah 9 and 6. When Christ was born, the angel of the Lord brought to the shepherds a message from heaven, saying, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Christ the Lord means Messiah God. In this message brought by the angel, we are told three things, namely, where Christ was born, why he was born, and who he was when born. First of all, he was born in the city of David, that's Bethlehem. The angel appeared unto Mary his mother and said, "Thou shalt conceive and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Luke 1:31-33. Later, Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a colt. Some spread palm leaves in the way, crying, "Hosanna to the Son of David." Others mocked and rejected him. Jesus wept over the city of Jerusalem and said, "How often would I have gathered thy children together, as a hen doth gather her chicks under her wings, but ye would not. Your house is left unto you desolate." The old city is still a desolate place, as far as God's worship is concerned. But we know Christ was born in Bethlehem, a son of David. Second, we have the question, why was he born? The message the angel gave to the shepherd also said, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior." He was born because man needed a Savior. Immediately after sin entered through Eve's and Adam's disobediences, God said, "The seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head." The words, "the seed of the woman," spoke of the virgin birth of Christ. He was born of woman, not of man. Mary was with child before she married Joseph, but the angel told Joseph not to fear, that which was conceived in her was of the Holy Ghost. How different was the birth of John the Baptist in Matthew 1:13. The angel told Zechariah, his father, "Elizabeth shall bear thee a son." Note these words. John was the son of Zechariah and Elizabeth, while Jesus was the son of Mary and of God. He was conceived of the Holy Ghost. This is a fact that must be believed in order to be a Christian. People may say they are Christians and may join some organization of Christianity, but Jesus was born Emmanuel, God with us. He told those who did not believe on him, "If ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins, and if ye die in your sins, whither I am or go, you cannot come." The Old Testament prophets declared Messiah would be God with us. The angel said Jesus, the Savior, was the Lord Christ. "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." The apostles believed it, and every Christian believes it. Now people can celebrate Christmas, as we call it, and yet not believe that Jesus was born Emmanuel, God with us. Many call it Xmas. Christ is just an X to them. They don't know who he is. There is one thing sure, and that is no one will ever be sure he is saved without professing and confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord. Paul said in Romans 10 and 9, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, revised reading, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. No man can redeem his brother. How then could Christ redeem a whole world of sinners if he were merely a man? He must be a divine Savior to do this. Jesus Christ, we read, is the same yesterday, today, and forever, because he is God. I have been often asked, does the Bible actually say that Jesus Christ is God? Yes, we have just read he was born Christ the Lord. John calls him the Word. In John 1, verses 1 or 2, he tells us he was from the beginning. He created all things, and the Word was God. Then in verse 18, we read the Word became flesh or a man. Only God can be worshipped. But unto the Son, who is man, God said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Let all the angels of God worship him. Hebrews 1, verses 5 to 8. These are vital facts that true Christians must believe. Jesus said, he that believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. John says further, he that denieth that Jesus is Christ is Antichrist. He is Antichrist who denieth the Father and the Son. The wise men came and worshipped him. No man is ever worshipped in the Bible, only Jesus. And that because he is God. Both Peter and Paul refused the worship of men. But it is right to worship the Father and the Son. Man is the only creature who has the capability for worship, because he is spirit, soul, and body. His spirit gives him God consciousness, and we are to worship in spirit and in truth. Sin robbed man of being a true worshiper. Cain tried to worship with things he himself produced and was rejected. Abel brought a sacrifice of a lamb or animal and was accepted because God saw the death of his son in Abel's sacrifice and accepted him. The New Testament says he offered it by faith. Thomas doubted until he saw Jesus raised from the dead, but when he saw the print of the nails in his hands and the spear wound in his side, he said, my Lord and my God. That's what every true Christian says to Jesus today. Thou art my Lord and my God. Let us ask ourselves as individuals, have I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and my God? When Jesus healed a blind man in John chapter 9, he asked him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? And the blind man said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. Let no one ever tell you that the Bible does not teach that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, or that he is God the Son, or that the Bible nowhere says he is God. All of these things are found in the New Testament if one is desirous of knowing them. So while the world celebrates the birth of Christ, may we not fail to give him full credit for who he is. There was never a birth like Jesus' birth. He was conceived of the Holy Spirit, born of a virgin. He was Emmanuel, which means God with us. In his birth, God was sending his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. When we give gifts to others, let us not forget God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Romans 3:23 says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. At Christmas, everybody gives gifts. When is a gift yours? You say, when someone gives it and I receive it. In the same way, God gave his Son and says, to as many as received him, to them gave he the power, the right to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. You can have salvation as a gift if you will take Christ. We read, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We do not work for a gift. It's ours for receiving. Will you then, my friend, receive Christ today? Lord, grant that you will. Salvation is something we can take or we can leave. Thank God for every one of us who has taken it. And all we fear for those who leave it, to die without a Savior. May God grant that you'll trust him today, shall we pray. Our Father, we thank thee for thy Son, for giving him to die for the shed blood. For salvation is a gift for all who have taken it, have accepted thy Son. We pray that others will. Bless thy word and receive our thanks for it. In his precious name, amen. Thank you, friends, for listening, and God bless you.